Debbie.
I almost thought I was done, boy. I almost got out of it. I'm Debbie. I'm an alcoholic. And first and foremost, I want to thank my family and friends for being here. It means a lot to me to have your support. This is big. I got this phone call last Saturday, and the whole time this gentleman, Randy, was talking to me, I was going in my head, how can I get out of this? How can I get out of this? But you know what? In these rooms, AA taught me you never say no. So I just buckled down and I said yes. And then this whole week I was fine until today. But we'll get through it. I've never spoke before, but that's okay. I only have one story. And here it is. I first got sober April 16th, 2006. But my sobriety date is June 2nd. 2007. I grew up in a great family. I grew up with AA all around me. My mom has 34 years sobriety. My uncle had 31 years sobriety before he died last year. My grandma had 9 years sobriety. So it was all around me. And I knew that I wasn't going to be like you guys. I wasn't going to be an alcoholic. I even went to Alateen, you know, she took me to Alateen meetings and everything else, and I just thought, I'm not going to have a drinking problem. You know, it went out of my head. So, you know, went through high school, was a total party girl. I was the one where my mom thought I was the most popular girl around because every Friday and Saturday night, I had a list so long with the list of parties, and everyone would call. And where's the party? Where's the party? And I would just, you know, give them the list, and I'd go right along with, you know, go right along with the parties. I remember having my first drink in high school in the bathroom at Valhalla High School with, you know, a couple girls, you know, underneath the stall, you know. That was my first taste of it, and it felt good, you know. The shyness went away, the inhibition went away. But then I had it in control. I didn't drink a whole lot. It was just on the weekends and just occasionally and everything else, and I actually did sometimes even go to parties and not even drink, you know. It was okay. Got married in 81, had my first child in 82, and my second one in 85. Everything was good, but I would, you know, occasionally drink, you know, just like normal people, you know, off and on, we'd have parties and everything else. But I found myself occasionally wanting a drink by myself, and I hit it because I was so ashamed. I don't know. I think what it was is I was so installed in me of Alcoholics Anonymous that I knew that I was doing something wrong, that it wasn't healthy to hide, but I couldn't stop myself. You know, and I go in and out of certain periods of drinking and not drinking, you know, and never actually saying I'm an alcoholic, you know. It never came in my mind. It was just like, you know, I can stop, and I'd stop. And then it got to the point where I couldn't stop, and it got really bad. My husband, who is the greatest supporter and best friend, was always, you know, he'd catch me, I'd have a bottle in my closet, I'd have a bottle in my car, I'd have hiding places all over the place, he'd smell it on me, he'd pick up my soda, you know. First I would take the Pepsi can and just pour out the Pepsi and put in the Bacardi, you know. And he'd pick it up, and he'd smell it, you know, and he'd drink it. And I'd sit there and deny it. You know, he'd sit there and say, you got alcohol in here. I go, no, I don't. Lie straight to his face. Thinking, oh, gosh. You know what? And he threatened divorce. He said, he would leave me if I didn't quit. And I'd swear I'd quit, and then I'd just find a better hiding spot. I even, he one time thought, you know, I was stumbling a lot. And he thought, you have MS. You need to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor, played the little game, you know, got the checkup. And the doctor said, you're fine, you're a little dehydrated. Well, you know, we all know as alcoholics, you drink a lot, you get dehydrated. So, you know, a lot of alcohol at least. I finally one time, you know, got caught again, went to a therapist. You know, I would drink before I went to the therapist, and I'd drink after I left. You know, it was just, I just thought I can fool everyone. I am 20, over 21, and I can drink. Then it was really, I was really realizing it was controlling my life. I was so powerless. Got caught one more time, but then I was done. Because for a long time, it was our family secret. It was my girls knew and my husband knew, but no one else knew in my family. Even though I was raised with alcoholics, it's like that was the last people I wanted to know I was an alcoholic. But I finally hit my mom's doorstep. I don't know what God drove me to there, you know. And I hit her doorstep and I just said, Mom, she thought me and Gary got in a big fight because I just called and said, you can be home. And she goes, and I go, you know, I walked in and I just started crying. And I go, I'm an alcoholic. And she was totally, totally surprised. I hid it so well at family parties. I would get drunk before the family parties, you know. She never knew. And then, you know, she just had me start writing. She goes, just start writing exactly what you're feeling. So I still have that piece of paper with me. And then, you know, she goes, well, your uncle's going to be coming home in about 30 minutes. And what do you want to do? And he walked in the door, and I told him I was an alcoholic. And he goes, welcome to the family. So, you know, what she did was she had me go 90 meetings in 90 days. And it was... And she picked me up. She didn't just tell me to go. She picked me up and drove me. And I remember that first Friday meeting, she was going to a retreat, and I was home alone, and I had to go to a meeting because I told her I would, and I went to that meeting, and it was so scary. I just felt like I was the only one with this problem. And then fast forward a little bit, you know, I met this wonderful lady that I just connected with. She actually asked me for advice, and it's like, whoa, I've got 30 days and she's asking me for advice. And I asked her to be my sponsor. And it ends up that the retreat that my mom was at was this lady's retreat that she puts on. And they prayed for me that whole weekend for me to get sober and to stay sober. So that was great. And then, but the thing is I wasn't doing the program right. I was going to the meetings, but I was faking it like I did with the drinking. I would show up right when it started and leave right when it ended. And, you know, we all have problems, you know, come up. And I had a good friend, lost her son, didn't go to meetings. You know, he was 17 years old, and I was just, like, totally, you know, engulfed in them and trying to, you know, be with them and stuff like that. And I just stopped going. I didn't go to meetings for about a week and a half, didn't call my sponsor, didn't do anything that you guys told me to do. And I relapsed. One day, all of a sudden, I was just standing there in my kitchen drinking old brandy that was my mother-in-law's that she had passed away a few years before. And it was just like gross, but I was drinking it right out of the bottle. So I picked up right where I left off because I never mixed the drinks. I just drank it out of the bottle because I had to hide it quick, you know. So it was funny how Gary had just instantly knew. He looked at me and he's going, what's wrong with you? You look different, because that's how fast it had an effect. And I told him, and I thought, oh, God, he's going to leave me. And he goes, you know what you need to do? You need to call your sponsor. And that was the best thing I ever did, because I tattled on myself. And so I just started over again. And I went to that meeting, my Saturday morning meeting. It was at the park for that, because there was a flag day in La Mesa, and so we couldn't have it at our regular spot. And these ladies just held on to me. And you know what? I really got it then. I really got the fact that I have to pray to God for my sobriety. I need his help. I can't do this on my own. I can't just do the walk. I need to do the talk. I was such a double standard. I had such a double standard in life because I'm a community liaison at a high school, and I promote no drinking and driving. And I ran the Every 15 Minutes program at our high school for, gosh, 6 years. I put on this thing, and I would drink during the whole program. You know, I was a PTSA mom. I remember one time getting pulled over by an officer. I had just left the Stadium Association meeting asking for money for our Every 15 Minutes program, and on my way to a Safe and Sober grad night meeting with our parents, and was drinking in my car. And I had my jug right beside me, and this cop pulled me over. And you know what? I don't know. God was watching after me. I thought to myself, I'm going to jail. And all he did was give me a speeding ticket. He didn't even know. I don't know why he didn't know. He had to have smelled it. But it was God saying, it's not your turn, Debbie. This is your warning. You know, it has been, my life I have gotten involved in AA. I have gone to H&I meetings. I sponsor someone. I go to at least 3 meetings a week. I've worked the steps. And that's what's kept me sober. But the biggest thing is turning it over to God. The urge went away. It just left me. I was just one of those really lucky things, people. And you know what? It gave my life back. My kids are closer to me than ever. I've got my husband that stuck through me through thick and thin. And I'm just saying here that it can work if you just do what you're told and you suit up and show up. And thank you. I'm glad that I'm done.